fuck, wait, what the fuck?
Fuck.
There you go. Never mind. Okay. Oh, I sent you the list by accident.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're the worst.
I accidentally pressed send. All right.
Three. Two. One. What is going on, guys? Pool boys. Sorry, I'm a joke. All right, let me do that. Get my phone dropped. I also forgot which episode it is.
What is going on, Tower Boys and Tower Gals? Pool Boys is back, and we're back in our hometown of Baldwin.
Well, New I York, never left, so.
Well, we're both back.
Man. Yeah. Episode 32, Pool Boys. We're live. Everything's good.
A little keeping late. Keeping the streak alive, too. Well, keeping the streak alive.
Well, a day late. A day late, but a dollar short. But it makes last up for week, it for recording on Wednesday last week.
Was a little late.
Yeah. It makes up for that.
Yeah.
I record during my finals week. So.
I recorded during my finals week.
Yeah, but we had a delay because of you. And we also had a delay this week because of you when I was going to record yesterday. So, but this is not a dick competition, but, you know. It was there's not a lot to talk about because we recorded so late. Missed out. We got a lot of the stories from last week on last week's episode.
Last week's episode was a big one.
We got lucky. Yeah, we got lucky that we delayed it because Garrett Cole, Anthony Rendon all signed just before we recorded the podcast, so that was a good. It worked
out. Some may say that we did that on purpose.
Uh huh. Mal had the scoops already. He just doesn't like to release it.
I had the thought.
He doesn't like releasing news because he likes to keep relationships with players.
I always hate when Ken texts me. That's Ken Rosenthal. If you guys didn't know, I just call him Ken because they're such good pals.
I call him Kenethrall. That's a good.
That's why he doesn't like you. He tells me all the time how much he hates you, small dog.
That's why Jeff Passan. He tells me he hates you.
That's why I don't even know who Jeff Passan is. He's not even on my radar.
Well, he's the ESPN guy. So. it's gonna be a heavy NFL podcast. But yeah, let's get into it. Browns. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but Odell said he went out. He was going to the other sidelines, asked to be traded.
We may have talked about that last week,
but
you're telling me there's more.
Jarvis Landry last week against the Cardinals, he went to the other sideline. He went to the Cardinals sidelines, telling him to get him out of the Browns.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Didn't Baker Mayfield like just the other week say some shit, say something in an interview? Like,
He said that the trainers, the reason why Odell was released because the trainers like messed up his injury.
Yeah, so I mean, I just remember at the beginning of the year, everyone was like picking them to at least make it to the championship.
Yeah,
game.
Who would say such a thing like that? Not me, definitely not me. I did not say the Browns make it to the AFC Championship.
I'm looking back in my notes.
It says I didn't. So,
oh, there's like three. There's a few words you're saying you did not say this.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
I typed down every word we say during the podcast. I'm looking through the transcript. I didn't say anything like that.
If you're gonna say that, then I understand it.
And I'll lie. I'm not a liar.
He's never been known to lie.
Nope.
Only to cheat and steal.
Uh-huh. If you lie, you don't have trust. That's what I always say.
It's true.
But it's hysterically funny thinking, if you just think about it, if Odell never gets traded to the Browns, the Giants are a playoff team, the Browns might be a playoff team. It's a domino effect, butterfly effect, baby.
So you actually think if Odell wasn't on that team?
I mean, they were good last year. What were they, 8-8 last year? 7-9, I think it was?
I think they were like, they went like positive with what's his name on the team. They went positive Baker as the quarterback.
They were 7-8. 7-8-1 last year.
Yeah, I mean, and Baker started game?
He started all but I think two or three games. I remember he beat the Jets. That was his first game.
He did beat the Jets.
Yeah, that was his first game. He came in for Tyrod Taylor.
It was like the Browns' like first win of in the longest time.
No, it was their first national televised game. I think it was actually. No, you're right. Because there's they tied the first game, and everyone thought they were gonna win that game. And been their first win since the 2016 season. You're right. But yeah, the Browns are just a shitty organization. It's very funny to look at. And talking about shitty organizations, Mal.
Yeah, no, I was watching the video right now because I just noticed what it said.
talking about shitty organizations, if you look at second topic on the list, Patriots, shitty organization. The T got released, and it's not the best video. I mean, obviously, you can't criminalize anyone out.
It's just a video of the sideline and them going off to the fucking side, into the... Yeah, there's nothing on the video.
You can clearly tell that they're giving hand signals. You can see all the hand signals going on. You can hear everyone talking on the sideline. So it's pretty criminalizing.
The things the Patriots can do just to get in trouble are the most ridiculous things in the world.
You got to ask the questions how the Patriots keep on cheating and keep getting away with it. It's just disgusting behavior.
It's not cheating. We're not cheating. Like, if we're cheating so much, then why are we not winning every game?
Because you're not cheating against the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Texans. Which is not moved by Belichick.
So why wouldn't we cheat against those teams?
No? I don't know. You guys don't cheat against those teams, but you cheat against the Bengals. It's a weird tactic.
Maybe we're doing a better job against those teams. Like, maybe we're cheating so good that no one noticed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you know you got those maybe playoff potential teams, so you're just cheating actually in the game and not before the game.
It's like how you would never run a fake field goal in the regular season because. I mean, you're gonna have to use that eventually in the playoffs, right?
No.
Yes. You can't reuse trick plays. You can't reuse trick plays.
All right. I don't. Yeah, you can. The Saints do it never. All the time, I feel like.
You can never reuse a trick play.
The Saints
never,
do it like
ever.
Every time.
You can never do
the
it.
The Eagles
in your life,
did the
man.
Philly special like four different times.
You can never reuse a trick play.
All right.
It just facts.
All right. And the Patriots had it was a weird game against the Bengals. Not that you would know.
I fell asleep watching.
Because
the Patriots were winning.
It was a weird start of the game because you guys were losing at one point, 10-7.
Patriots offense is bad. But I'm happy that Brady's finding Harry Moore now.
Wait, what?
I said I'm happy Brady's finding N'Keal Harry Moore now.
I guess that's good.
I mean, to give him a second option. I mean, Sanu's not doing fucking anything.
Well, just tragic. You guys gave what, like a third rounder, second rounder, was it?
I think it was a third and a fourth.
Yikes!
But I don't care. Like, that's not gonna. There's nothing that hurt the Patriots less than a draft pick.
Yeah, but still, it's coming to the end of days too. You never know what's gonna happen next.
I mean, we already have our quarterback next to him.
Who knows? Maybe Justin Herbert is like a fourth, fifth round projected quarterback. He could be the next Tom Brady, but you traded for Miguel Sanu.
Listen, wow, I was going to say, Sanu is the next quarterback in line.
What about Edelman?
Huh?
What about Edelman?
Edelman's behind Sanu.
Okay.
And when Edelman starts putting up Sanu-like numbers, then we can talk.
All right. It was just a weird game. I don't know. The Patriots, it's just so weird seeing the Patriots...
They pulled away. They won.
Yeah,
like
I know, but it's so weird just seeing your offense just this bad. I'm not used to it. I'm used to your defense being a little shaky.
It's hard to watch. Drop passes. No one's getting open. Brady's making terrible reads. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Stephon Gilmore is going to be.
Oh, Stephon
Gilmore
is my defense player of the year.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that.
I did not know he played for the Buffalo Bills. Yikes.
That's where we got him from.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yikes, Buffalo. Yikes. That's all I got to say.
He was on there for a while, too, I'm pretty sure. Or for a little bit.
Excuse me for not knowing my AFC's trivia. Lamar Jackson, he's winning MVP. It's been solid. It's like, no matter what, he's winning MVP. It doesn't matter if he gets injured like Carson Wentz. He's going to win no matter what. It's too late now.
If someone else wins it, then there's collusion in the NFL.
I have the point, though, that if Lamar Jackson wasn't doing like that, wasn't doing this, it would be Michael Thomas deserves to win MVP.
I have not been keeping up with my Saints, so...
He leads the league in receptions. He has a chance of breaking Marvin Harrison's record for like 140-something.
Wait, wasn't it like... Didn't he like... He dropped his like... He dropped his first pass like a few weeks ago, like in like 300-something days?
I think that was like a DeAndre Hopkins stat like last year.
Oh.
don't know. I didn't hear anything about that, but it could be true. I remember DeAndre Hopkins had like the same thing.
Well, whatever the case is, he seems very good at his job.
You know, I'll say it, Mel. There's a lot of good football going on right now. Sue me.
Can't believe the Bills are actually going to be good. Are actually good now.
Oh, sure. Let's go to the Bills. The Bills are fucking amazing.
Like this game on Saturday, I'm actually kind of nervous for.
You guys are playing a Saturday game? Yuck.
Saturday, 4:30 against the Bills. I know we're going to win, but like.
I don't know. A Saturday game?
That's what's messing it up, is a Saturday game. We lose to the Bills. We're not in first place in the East. It's really weird.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You guys only have 11 wins?
We're 11-3. They're what, 10-4?
Holy shit. That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't even realize that.
We beat them once, so I don't know what the tiebreaker would actually be, though. So.
If you guys tie each other, then that doesn't matter. I think it would be like hardest schedule, like field of schedule.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. Or no, it's division. It's division record.
Like division wins, right?
Yeah, it's division record. Yeah.
Oh, so we'd have the tiebreaker probably. Didn't the Bills lose? The Bills lost. Oh no, the Bills almost lost to the Jets first week.
Let me check. Let me go check the division records for that real quick. I don't think the Bills ever lost to the Dolphins. So I think the division record would be tied.
So it would be next.
Buffalo's 3-1, Patriots 4-0. So yeah, it would be a schedule. The schedule would determine it then.
That's annoying.
Well, you guys took out every other thing.
You know what? I'm fine with coming through the wild card. We're built strong.
Yeah, sure. Sorry, I got a text. Also, the Bills, after they won the game, did you see, like, all the fans outside at, like, 2 in the morning, 30 degrees out in Buffalo, outside the Buffalo airport?
You see the guy jump off the thing onto the table and it didn't break on him?
I think it was a Steelers fan.
No, that was a Buffalo. Zuma pants.
No, it was a Buffalo. It was a Buffalo fan teaching a Steelers fan how to jump through a table.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was still kind of funny.
I love Buffalo so much.
They're awesome.
Them... And I think the Titans might be the teams I would be rooting for in this playoffs if the Titans make it.
You're a big Tannehill guy?
Oh, I love Ryan Tannehill right now.
Well, why you say this?
I don't know. He's a scrappy underdog. Everyone gave up on him, and he went to Tennessee, took Mariota's
spot. What are you talking? They didn't give up on him. He just got hurt every fucking year for the Dolphins.
He got hurt 1 year.
He did not get hurt 1 year.
Yeah, but no, it was 1 year. He just didn't perform well.
He did not get hurt one year. Yes, he did. I remember
he went over because he was hurt. That's like a month ago.
Because he was hurt the Cutler year.
Yes, that was.
And then he led them to the playoffs. And then he led them to the playoffs, and he got hurt again.
No, he didn't. The year they went to the playoffs. He got hurt the game before the playoffs, and then it was the Cutler year. We did this already, man. We already had this argument about Tannehill.
So he is getting hurt.
It's 1 year though. He got hurt.
He missed the playoffs. I don't know. I feel like there was always something wrong with Ryan Tannehill.
He missed one season.
No.
Wait, why does it say he didn't miss a
single season? Oh, well.
It said he didn't miss a single season. I'm on the football reference. It says 2012, 16 games started. 2013, 16 games started. 2014, 16. 2015, 16 games. 2016-13, 2018-11, and 2019-8. I don't know.
These are just not real stats.
I don't know what I know. What are you?
No, Cutler started a whole year.
Why I'm so confused. What's going on right now? It's
dude. No, NFL football. What's it called?
Pro Football.
Football Reference. Yeah, no, they don't. That's it's.
Oh
bad.
No, never mind. All right, the 2017 is 20. I just didn't even know it was 2017. It wasn't there. Never mind. Oh, and are you gonna trash a Pro Football Reference?
Yes.
I hate people do that. It's all the same stuff.
It's not as detailed as.
Yeah, it's definitely not as detailed. Like I MLB. Wish there was like more.
MLB is the most detailed.
No, I would say NBA is.
Is it NBA?
I think it might be NBA.
I don't know. I just remember in school, all I would do was look at MLB.
I think you got some more stats. I think they're both equally as good. I'll say that.
What I like about him is like. you could like look at people's contracts and you can put them in to see how much they'd be worth today.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But yeah, the only thing I don't like about NFL pro football runs is they don't have offensive line stuff.
Well, you can't like. Well, like I no one, like, there's pancakes, no stats for an offensive line. Like that's really it. That's all they have.
Yeah, I know, but still, I like to see a little bit more from an offensive line.
It's like games played, pancakes, and I think.
Oh, I think we had the Thomas efficiency. One. I just remembered it. Joe Thomas wasn't part of the, isn't part of the top 100, which is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
He's been on so many bad teams.
It doesn't matter. He's still one of the greatest tacklers of all time.
He's a great tackle, but he's not like Jonathan Ogden or he's not like. Man,
He played. He was only injured. He only got injured once in his career.
I'm not saying he wasn't a great tackle. I'm just saying like Jonathan Ogden was one of the greatest tacklers of all time.
It's this freaking boomer Bill Belichick. He made this whole fucking list because he put a bunch of old people on the list.
Larry Allen was a fucking is. I think Larry Allen's the best.
Liam, I went through the thing. This was a couple weeks ago, so I think they had a couple more people from then. They had like four or five people that played that started their career in the 2000s on that list. That at top 100, I forget who it was though, but it was like only four or five people from the who started their career in the 2000s or just ended their career in 2000s that made the list. It was crazy.
Well, I mean, it's obvious. They're not like they've been.
No, but well, still, it's a boomer list. It's a Bill Belichick boomer list.
It's not just Belichick making the list.
Well, Belichick's like one of the leading guys, and it's the only person I know from the panel.
Well, I trust Belichick then.
I think they added the only other people they added was like Larry Fitzgerald, Randy Moss. I guess you count Jerry Rice. I don't know when he ended his career though.
He ended his career in like 2012.
Jerry Rice did not end his career in 2012.
He ended it like a lot later than you think he did though.
No, he ended like the mid 2000s. I think it is.
Look it up. I think it's 2007.
2004.
All right. Get out of
2012? Here. If he ended his career in 2012, he would have played in the NFL for 27 years, I think it is. So.
Which could happen.
I don't think so. But it's such a boomer list. That's all. I just hate it. It's very annoying.
You got Ed Reed on there. Who cares?
Yeah, but I mean, he loves Ed Reed. But still, it's like Joe Thomas not on the list. What's his name? LaDainian Thomas was on the list. Darrell Revis wasn't on the list. Charles Woodson was on the list. It's crazy.
LaDainian Thomason wasn't on the list.
Nope. They put O.J. Simpson over him.
Asante Samuel wasn't on the list.
They put O.J. Simpson over him.
Well, if you're talking football.
No.
He's not wrong.
Well, LaDainian Thomas had a long career and had more been better stats, so.
But if you're talking football.
Also, Michael Strahan didn't make the list.
You want to talk about get away from the cop speed. Why would Michael Strahan? I mean, I guess he did have that one season.
He's all
wasn't that record? Wasn't that record?
Why he's in the Hall of Fame right now?
Wasn't that record broken though?
No, it's never been broken.
I thought Watt broke it.
No, he was. I think he was two off. I think it was. And it's crazy. When Madden, if you ever look at Madden their stats, it's always has this Jet player above him, but it's because they don't count for some reason the .5 because Strahan had 22.5 and the guy below him had 22.
Oh. So, like, back then, there wasn't half sacks. You just both got a sack, I'm guessing?
I don't know. I was thinking it was the guys in, like, 1990s. I don't know how old that guy was, though. I didn't think it was that old of a guy. But still, I think I find it very funny how Stram's always second on the list because they don't count half sacks for some reason in Madden. I just hate that. The list is so stupid. And I can't imagine the quarterbacks are going to be left off that list.
Oh, gee. Tom Brady's not making it.
Oh, no. 100%. Bill Belichick hates Tom Brady. He's not going to put him on the list just because of that.
He's like, Tom Brady?
He's like, no, he starts the list today about quarterbacks. Tom Brady did 2 interceptions. He's not on the list now.
No, everyone around him is like, Tom Brady has to be like the number one quarterback. I think Joe Theismann was one of the greatest QBs of all time, honestly.
You should have seen Willie Skitmalulia on the back of the day. He was amazing.
Let me tell you, Phil Simms could really sling that ball.
There was no better rival in New York than Boomer Sesson and Phil Simms. Best quarterbacks in my mind. I don't know why we're saying that. Like, he was coaching those players. He was coaching Phil Simms.
He wasn't coaching Phil Simms.
What?
Bill Belichick was a defensive coordinator.
No, you know what I mean. Like, he was a coach while Phil Simms was playing.
On his team, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I was saying like he was on the he was the coaching staff on the other team.
So Eli Manning's 500 now.
I couldn't be well. Counting the playoff record, he was always above 500.
All right, chill out. We're not talking playoffs. We're not talking playoffs.
We're talking about Eli playoffs. I'll talk about some Eli playoffs.
Playoffs.
But yeah, it was a magic game. Seeing Eli, I don't care who he played against, it was still awesome. He threw some Eli interceptions. He threw some great touchdowns though. It was just a
when
fun
he
game.
Threw his interceptions. Did you get a little nostalgia when he threw his interception?
He had the Eli face. I'll say that much.
Oh, you were like, "That's my Eli."
That's. I got a little. I was like, at the first, I was like, I'm not getting really that emotional because I knew his career was coming to the end. And not as much as David Wright. David Wright was kind of a little more of a shocker for some reason. But then eventually I started like, man, is it going to be Eli's last start maybe? And I started getting a little teary.
Well, why would it be his last start?
Well, if Daniel Jones comes back, he's not going to start.
He why already not? Has farewell game, too. I don't know. I say Eli finishes you.
No, I don't need him going below 500 again. I can't risk it. We'll let him have the perfect 500 record.
All right. I guess so.
I was so mad, though. Imagine if he had a tie, though, against the Eagles. That would be so amazing.
Wait a minute.
What?
No, wait. You lost to the Eagles. What am I saying? Who'd you guys beat this weekend again?
The Dolphins. I'm saying, but when we lost to the Eagles, we lost in overtime. I was hoping it would be a tie.
A tie?
Imagine Eli being 117-117-1. Ooh.
That'd be fire.
Or whatever the hell it was. That'd be amazing.
Would you rather him be 500 or one above 500?
500.
Yeah. And that's more of a story.
Yep. And then people are going to be like arguing how he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer because he's not above quarterback. And then like Jeff fans especially. And then you just say, oh, what about Joe Namath?
Joe Namath wasn't even that good of a quarterback.
No, he was a terrible quarterback.
He just had style, man.
He's fucked.
Oh, he could fuck, dude.
Look at this. Let's see. His quarterback record is 62-63-4. Four ties? He had four ties in his career.
That's just like the lights went. There were no lights, so they're like, yeah, we have to end the game.
Mm-hmm.
The refs so were like
playing Little League baseball. Sorry, guys, lights are off. Can't play anymore.
The refs had to wake up in the morning to go to the steel mill or some shit,
mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Yeah, we don't really feel like
he
staying."
He had two ties in 1966.
He what?
He had two ties in 1966.
What a loser! Mm-hmm. How many years did he play for?
He played for 12 years.
I always think he played for a lot less.
He played 12 years with the Jets, 1 year with the Rams. Why did he play for the Rams?
Good for the Rams.
Let's see. What did we talk? Oh, James Winston. 1 second. I think James Winston. I gotta look at the stats though. James Winston is like one of the top leaders in passing yards, touchdowns, and interceptions. So James Winston leads in passing yards.
He leads this year.
Yeah, this year he leads in passing yards. I think he also leads in. He leads in interceptions. He might lead in touchdowns too. I gotta check the touchdowns.
Listen, if you. He has an Eli mentality. He's like, I'm going to throw it up there. Someone's eventually going to catch it. Got Eli.
Well,
now
he's kind of screwed because Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are probably going to be out for the season. But he has OJ Howard.
He's just going to keep going with it.
Let's see. Stats. Sorry.
I think I respect it even more.
Oh yeah, I'm in love with James. He's always throws like the stupidest interceptions, or he just fumbles it right away. It's amazing.
But then he makes it throw, and you're like, oh wow, maybe the Bucs can come back this game, and they just don't end up coming back. But so you always had that thought.
Jameis Winston leads in interceptions with 24 interceptions. The person in second place is Phil Rivers with 18.
And I'm pretty sure they both lead like back and forth in passing yards.
Let me see. Phil Rivers is third, yeah. He's nice. He's a little far. He's 500 yards behind him right now.
Who's,
Dak is second.
Who?
Dak. Oh. And James Winston's second in touchdowns. He's three behind Lamar Jackson. So, pretty good. Pretty good. Let me check rushing. Let me check the rushing stats real quick. I want to see how much fumbles he has this year. All right, Daniel Jones loses in fumbles. I did not want to see that. That is
nice, nice. At least he's leading in something.
Josh Allen is second. Ooh. Carson Wentz is also in second with 14 fumbles. Hate to see that. But yeah, Jameis Winston, he's just a... Do you re-sign Jameis Winston if you're the Buccaneers?
Re-sign him?
Yeah, he's a free agent this year. Or do you franchise tag him, maybe?
I mean, it's up to Bruce Arians. If he wants to keep going with Jameis, then... You can also... I mean, if...
Well, yeah, but I'm not asking Bruce Arians. I'm asking you. Do you sign him? Do you franchise tag him?
Honestly, no. He's not the future.
I would franchise tag him. Give him another year. It's only, what, like $50 million? Not even, no, it's not $50 million. It's like $30
million. Just another year to give him another shot? Or
just,
like,
just to see if he can improve on his interceptions. Wait another year
for Trevor Lawrence.
That's true. You can tank for, I don't know. But it's also like you want to give him more years with Bruce Arians, see if Bruce Arians can fix his interceptions.
Well, he obviously has some good to him.
He has a lot of if he's throwing. I mean, he somehow he's leading the passing yards. That's pretty good.
He's got to have better. He's not bright.
Oh no, he is. Well, I feel like you don't have to look at football to see he's not bright.
Huh?
You don't have to look at football to see he's not bright.
Yeah, I mean, you like this dude. I feel like he does not know any, like, defenses at all. I feel like he hasn't been in the film.
I'm going to steal this joke from someone. He does not know where – he can't see linebackers.
What does that mean?
Like, he just doesn't – like, that's where all his interceptions are going, is the linebackers.
Really?
Not really. Well, it's like for some reason, like, the first pass of last week, he threw it up the middle. Somehow he doesn't see the linebacker being right there for the ball. And the linebacker made a nice play, but still.
I think he's also playing too much college football within NFL right now. He hasn't learned one thing in the NFL.
Playing too much football? I just need to check real quick. So the record for Marvin Harrison's record is... Let me get it pulled up real quick. Marvin Harrison record...
This is for most receptions?
Yeah, most receptions, 143. Michael Thomas had 133. He's going to break that record.
So he has what, 2 games to break it?
2 games to get 11 receptions, which he can do that in one game.
And I think their game they play, I think the Week 17 game is actually a big game, too.
Really?
It might be. Look it up.
Carolina, so no. They play Tennessee, though, this week.
Never mind.
Tennessee's a good game. That'd be a good
That's
game.
A game. You know who I feel really bad for, by the way?
Oh.
The Oakland Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. I mean, they...
No, I feel bad for them because, I mean, they lost. They lost closing out their college.
I mean, it was a terrible loss, too, against the Jaguars team. They had just nothing this year. That was just an easy win for them, too. And then they get to go out, and they're going to lose their team. They're losing their team. It sucks.
So they're going to Las Vegas next year?
Yep.
Well,
I feel like they've been going to Las Vegas since, like, 2014, 2013.
Do you like John Gruden? I think that's a no.
I don't know. I'm so mixed on him because he got such a preposterous contract, 10 years, $100 million.
That's insane. That was a dumb thing. Like, but like, I kind of like what he did by like.
He definitely changed the culture by getting rid of Khalil Mack,
which sucked. But like,
no, that was a good move. They were able to get draft picks for it.
I mean, I don't know about getting rid of Amari Cooper, but
Amari Cooper wasn't good. But I think they got some good draft picks for that one too. Now they did replace him with Antonio Brown for a couple weeks. That was a thing.
Antonio Brown was on the team.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
The way that whole thing unfolded was insane.
It was. It really was. That was a good summer, you know. When I was just doing nothing, and being a custodian, that's all, you had nothing to talk about. You just talk about Antonio Brown being a lunatic.
Real crazy, like He's still posting pictures of Tom Brady on his Instagram.
I was looking through my Twitter last night, and I just remember seeing that picture of Tom Brady and Antonio Brown being together, and Tom Brady looked so scared right at that moment.
He looked scared or scary?
Scared.
Like, he did not know the deal. The only time Tom Brady looked scared is when he was next to James Harrison in the picture.
Let's see. Tom Brady, Antonio Brown. It was such a weird photo. I'm not gonna be able to find it probably now, but if you can look it up, Mel, it is the strangest photo you ever see.
The first picture they took of each other, like on his Instagram.
Yeah. It's like Tom Brady looks so scared at the moment.
No, I've seen this video before. What the fuck? Oh, you can't. You put my name into a contest. AB Boomin.
AB Boomer.
Dude, his Instagram.
Right, I'm trying not to look at your list. I'm trying not to look at your power ranking list. Right, there we go. That's the picture I'm talking about.
His Instagram's so weird.
Yeah. Then again, so is our Instagrams.
It says no more white women on one of them.
That was a fucking hilarious.
Dude, has Tom Brady looked scared this picture at all?
Tom Brady looks like he wants AB out of his house.
No, he doesn't.
Like Gazelle's in the back and his kids out again. Come on, kids, we gotta go now.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Look at his eyes.
I feel like Antonio Brown would be a terrible house guest, though.
Oh, probably.
Like, he legit just be farting everywhere.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like, dude, come on, this is my house.
Nothing wrong with that. Don't fart shame.
No, I'm gonna fart shame, but like, if that's like Brady's house and he's with his wife and kids, like, I don't want this kid that farting right everywhere.
Drew Brees, he broke Peyton's record,
which is also gonna get broken by Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I think Drew Brees is gonna keep the record. I don't think unless Drew Brees retires this year, which I don't think is gonna happen.
I'm pretty sure it's like,
who's gonna retire first?
I think Brees or Brady?
Yeah.
I really hope the Patriots win the Super Bowl and Brady retires this year.
I think Brady might. Like, it's actually crazy how many reports are coming out that Brady might leave for a Western team.
That's the thing. If the Patriots aren't going to re-sign him, and like, I don't know, they're probably going to try to force him to retire, but
I don't think he will. That's crazy how he might play for another team.
Yeah, but I mean, so did Joe Montana. Yeah. So. Do you imagine I played for the Chiefs? That's weird. What's a weird team to see Tom Brady on?
The Chargers.
Yeah, that'd be really weird. I could see that.
That's the team I think he might go if he does like leave a team. He might be the Chargers.
Or like, no, I was gonna say he can be.
You do something on your mic because I can barely hear you.
Oh, I was gonna say like, I guess I can kind of see him. No, like. Being a backup in San Fran, but he wouldn't go somewhere he'd be a backup.
Oh, he's not going to back up Jimmy Garoppolo. He's going to take that spot, too.
You start Garoppolo or Brady in that situation?
You have to start Brady. More rings.
That is true. What is it? Maybe he goes... No. Maybe he goes to the Raiders.
Uh-huh. No, because he's not going to go to Las Vegas.
I don't know. That'd be crazy if he goes to the Raiders.
I don't know.
Raiders.
Giants?
Who needs quarterback? Maybe... Jaguars?
Giants? No. I would hate to see Thomas Brady roll that into my lap.
Do you have a Tom Brady Giants jersey, Danny? I would die.
I would get a Tom Brady jersey if he went to the Giants. Just because I know you would. Just in spite of you.
I know you would, and that'd be so fucking annoying. Boom, our quarterback. He has 6 rings. It's wild.
Well, if he goes to the Giants, he'll have 8 rings.
Oh, so like the rings that he lost just go right back to
him? Yeah, like we'll give him the 2 Super Bowl rings, you know?
All right, you know, if he goes to the Giants, then I'll take that.
All right. I want to talk a little bit more about the Saints. Last week, Janoris Jenkins. I'm gonna say the quote because you gotta say the quote. You know what Janoris Jenkins did?
What?
All right, so clearly you don't.
No, I don't. Yeah. I tried looking at it right before you told me.
So Jarrell Shingun's on Twitter. He was injured this week.
Bad.
And he was tweeting. He was like mad tweeting people at on Twitter. And he tweeted something about like his stats, and then someone tweeted how many of those stats contributed to any wins. And then he said, "I can only do my job, retard." So he got cut for saying the R word.
He got cut for that?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't good either, so that just gave him another reason to get cut.
Does that mean you guys got... No, you guys had Landon Collins. What am I talking about?
We don't have Landon Collins anymore.
I said you had him. I forgot. Okay. I don't know why I thought Janoris Jenkins used to be on.
So, yeah. So we cut him for saying the R word. And the Saints picked him up right away. Do we just not have any morals anymore?
No, the Saints never had morals.
Like, cutting people just apparently fixes all the problems now. It's so weird if you look at sports like that. If you get cut, like domestic violence too. Kareem Hunt got cut. He signed to the Browns.
Saints don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. You know,
Saints never care.
Well, now that the Saints have two of the 2016 cornerbacks that made the playoffs with the Giants, Eli Apple, Taylor Shingens.
Oh, they do have Eli Apple.
Yep.
Remember when you guys gave up on him?
Yeah, he was so bad. And he still is so bad.
I don't think he's that bad. I think you guys just...
No, he was so bad. Liam, he sucks still. He is terrible in New Orleans.
But his last name is Apple. And his mom loves him.
He was such a mama's boy. But yeah, I guess they went back to 2016 New York Giants secondary. If they get DRC, that would be pretty crazy.
The 2016 secondary wasn't terrible, though. Did they have Dominique Rodgers Kamari that year?
DRC.
Yeah.
Oh shit! You know what we got reinstated tonight?
Huh?
You know what we got reinstated?
Bobby Shmurda?
DeAndre Ayton.
Really?
He's back, baby.
Hey, how about we could go? We could go. Fuck with us in this weekend, huh? Fucking Timberwolves can't win a goddamn game.
The Knicks. The Knicks are hot. They're like 3-2 in the last 2-3 in the last game. 2-4, maybe. I forget what it was.
You get that new coach. If you just keep firing coaches every other week, then eventually you'll be a really good team.
I defer.
You hear what I'm saying or not?
I defer. Let's talk a little MLB talk. And I am not happy.
Can I make the announcement?
What do you want to say?
Madison Bumgarner today, Arizona.
Arizona what?
Diamondbacks.
There you go.
Diamondbacks. I almost said Cardinals.
Madison Bum went to Arizona. Why this pisses me off?
Why?
Michael Wacha signed with the Mets for like $8 million. Or $7 million, sorry. Rick Porcello signed to the Mets for $10 million. That's $17 million plus incentives, which could make it like $20 million. Madison Bumgarner signed to the Diamondbacks for $17 million. $18 million.
Just saying, you could have gotten Madison Bumgarner.
We could have got Madison Bumgarner, but we got Rick Porcello and Michael Wacha.
That'd be actually kind of dirty. DeGrom, Syndergaard, Bumgarner, and then Porcello as your...
Well, we wouldn't have Porcello if we got Bumgarner.
I like say you could have made a deal on Porcello before. Even Wacha at four wouldn't be terrible.
Wacha is... Well, first of all, Liam, we still have Marcus Stroman and Steven Matz, so forget about Michael
you
Wacha
do?
And Rick Porcello.
So what the hell are you guys doing with Wacha and Porcello?
Because one of them will go to the bullpen.
And if Porcello's not going to go to the bullpen.
Well, no, it's going to be Wacha.
Actually, Porcello is a big innings eater.
I don't care about that. It's going to be Wacha or Matz that goes to the bullpen. I'm just mad because it's such a stupid deal if Bumgarner goes for $70 million.
And you guys are rich now, too.
Not yet. Given maybe next year we'll be rich.
That's when it happens?
Well, the Wilpons don't leave till 2025, but they haven't sold the team yet, so we have to wait a little bit.
So I thought they sold them to fucking...
No, we didn't sell them yet. They were saying it was in conversation. It's basically almost done now.
So it's probably definitely going to go to who again?
Steve Cohen.
Sorry. Cramped.
Bugs? Oh.
Cramped.
Avisa Garcia to the Brewers. What else happened?
My Francesco retired.
I wasn't done with free agency mode, sure.
I know there was more free agency.
I think there was, but we just, it's whatever. Hi, Francesca.
What other free agency was there?
I was thinking, you dick.
Bumgarner. We did all the other free agencies last week. Mookie, we still don't know what's going on with him. He's not free agency.
Stop. Can you stop covering your mic?
We don't know what's going on with him. I'm not covering my mic.
You are. I'm just looking away when I talk. There's not, like, there's a freaking hand around the mic. Myron Sessa, a little late news, but he retired again. I think it was last Friday. No, it was two Fridays ago.
I feel like he retires every other week.
Just a preposterous statement to make, but okay.
He retired last year.
Yeah, but why would you say he retires every week then if he retired twice? That's just a weird statement to make.
Why does he keep retiring?
Well, he's not really retired. He's still going to have his Mike Francesa podcast, like his app, whatever to him. He's leaving the afternoon drive. That's basically all it was.
You know what?
Why?
Don Greco and Michael Kay are better anyways.
No, they're not. That's just a stupid thing to say. And you don't even believe that.
No, I don't. I really haven't really listened to any of them. I only know Don LaGreca only because of his rants. But nothing's better.
Stanley, that who Michael cares?
Thing.
Who cares?
Michael.
Say Michael again. I'm hanging up on you.
Michael.
That's it. I'm hanging up. I warned him.
I warned.
All right. It's just sad. It's sad not to hear Mike Francesa. I usually turn him on every time I get back from school. A little 20-minute drive home, 10-minute drive home. You know. Just had to see him go. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, small dog.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get in the power
rank. You need to pat your belly?
I mean, yeah. All right, so we're going to get in the power rank. And everyone's talking about the end of the decade. It's the end of the decade, so let's do power rankings for our favorite video games of the decade. And, Mel, I'll defer to you.
Ooh. Yep, all right, we're going to start off with number five.
Number five.
Huh?
Of 2010.
Number five. We're not going. We're going from our least, but like you understand what we're saying.
5-1.
Our top five, basically. Number five. Arkham Knight and any other Arkham game of the decade.
I haven't played any of those Batman games, but I heard they were very good.
One of the greatest games I've ever played. So good.
I think I can play it on Xbox. I got the Xbox Game Pass. So it's like maybe I'll.
You can get it. You can play Arkham Knight. Yeah, no, it's really fun. Right,
well, it's just the fight.
Fighting is a lot of fun in that game. All
right. My number five, the game that got me into all the 2Ks, NBA 2K14.
We're playing basketball. That's not
2K14.
That was 13.
2K14 was the first game that really got me in my career. It was the first 2K that came out on Xbox One. It was amazing. It was one of the best games I ever played. And I want to do a little stats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I played 20 days of NBA 2K14.
20 days.
Yep, 20 days, 2 hours, 8 minutes.
Now wait, that's not the leader though, right?
Of 2K14.
Yeah.
Didn't
Joey have something ridiculous? Like
probably. I'll check. I can check right now.
I think Joey had like a month.
Joey had 39 days. So yeah. But I didn't get 2K till Christmas, so that was my problem. I would have played a lot more, to be fair.
A little contention.
Yep. All right, what's your number four?
My number four? GTA 4.
GTA 4, that came out in 2010s?
Oh, no.
No, I will Am allow I wrong it here? Just because it came popular in 2010s.
Well, I only played it like... Because I wasn't allowed to play GTA when I was younger.
Exactly. Oh, no, so I'll allow it. You know what? To make it even better, make it spicier. Oh, no. I was going to say Battlegate 20. That came out in 2009. Damn. I'll allow it, though, just because.
Well, I mean, I only started playing it this decade because, I mean, I've never actually played the story.
I played the story once, and it was like 2 years ago, so.
I honestly, I'd put all the cheats in, just go around destroying everything. It was the most fun thing to ever do. Jumping off buildings and everything, that'd be cool.
Going to the Empire State Building, playing cops and robbers. Oh.
Cops and robbers is fun. Yep. And when I was playing, it was like old, so like, yeah, a lot of hackers and stuff in it.
All right, my number four. This is a PC game. I don't think you've ever played it before.
Probably not.
Nope. Stardew Valley.
Oh, yeah.
You play that game?
No.
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 You know what it is?
No.
All right, so it came out maybe 2015, I think it is.
Is this that game?
It's where you're a farmer.
Okay.
So it's like the most basic assimilation games. I played the game for 120 hours, which is 5.3 days. It's my most played computer game. I think when I bought it, I think I played it nonstop for a good 2-3 weeks.
Jesus,
it's a good game. It's one of my favorite computer games.
It's a farming simulator.
It's not really a farming simulator. It's I don't know how to really explain it. It's a very fun game though.
Sounds like a farming simulator.
It's you farm, you sell stuff, but it's also like an adventure game. You can mine, you can destroy, like you kill stuff, you gain. It's very hard to explain, but it's a very fun game.
Right. I'll take your word for it. Mm-hmm.
All right, what's number three?
Number three is Black Ops.
Black Ops. Wow.
First one.
It's a good one. That's a good one.
What do the numbers mean, Mason?
Mason, the numbers. The campaign was amazing.
That's why I put it down.
But Mel, Black Ops 2 is my number 3.
Wow.
I enjoyed Black Ops 3 more. The multiplayer was better in my opinion than Black Ops 1. The campaign was just as good. So yeah, Black Ops 2. You sent me your list. I saw some of your list. I did not see Black Ops on your list. Yeah, a little contention here. Who has the better Black Ops?
Best. Who has better zombies?
Fuck, that's one. A good one.
One has better zombies. Kino de Toten can never be beaten.
That was a good one. But Black Ops 2, the freaking the bus one was so good.
Transit was cool. Transit was very good.
I couldn't think of the name. Transit was very good.
Transit Town was good for, but I don't know. Nothing can beat Kino for me ever. Has a special place in the heart.
Yeah, Kino was very good as well.
Yours?
I already said. My number 3 was Black Ops 2. What's your number 2?
Wait. Sorry. Number 2, MLB The Show 18.
MLB The Show 18. All right. That's a good one. That was our first one, I think, right? That we both played together.
I'm free. That's why I picked it. I think that was the first one that we started versing each other in. It's either that one or 19.
That was a good
one. 19. 19 was a newer one, right?
Yeah, 19 was last year's. So yeah, 18. It might even 18. Be, I remember playing all of them since 2014. So.
Well, a lot of you.
All right, my number 2. I know I didn't see this on your list. I'm kind of mad at you right now. Minecraft.
I was never into Minecraft.
You were never into. Oh, I hate you so much, Minecraft.
When you guys played, I wasn't really part of the group yet.
Minecraft. Well, I never played with them. We never played Minecraft with each other. No, we didn't.
Yes, you did. You had your own world.
Not with them.
I've been to it once. Yes, you did.
No, we didn't.
I've been to it once. Yes, I have.
You've been to it once. What? Never. I'm telling you now, I never play Minecraft with them.
All right, I thought you did.
But yeah, Minecraft defined the generation. That's how good of a game it was.
I don't know. I just never really cared that much about it.
I guess you can tell from my list. I enjoy a lot of simulation games. Calm games. That's a fun calm game just to do play by yourself.
You do have a lot of calming games in your list.
I play a lot of simulation games. I bought American Truck Simulator.
Jesus. Are they cheap?
Yeah, I buy them on sale. That's the only time I buy games. House Flipper, which is like a house flipping game. Terraria, I like Terraria a little bit. Kerbal Space Program. Video game Game Dev Tycoon.
Okay. All right. So my number 1 is NHL 14.
NHL 14.
The best of the NHL franchise.
All right. I can't say I have a lot of experience with NHL 14.
Is the one with Martin Brodeur on it?
I don't know who that is. Yeah. It's really I'll take it for your word.
Thanks.
All right. My number one came out last year, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Wow.
Yep. I enjoyed that story mode so much. It's the only thing that sucks about it was the multiplayer wasn't engaging enough. And I was contending if I should put GTA over it or put GTA 5 on the list. But I went with Red Dead Redemption 2.
You never wanted to play multiplayer.
The multiplayer wasn't good. The multiplayer just wasn't good. I'm telling you now, the multiplayer wasn't good. But
why wasn't it good?
I don't know. There wasn't a lot to do in it. But the story mode was so good. I loved everything about the story mode, the free roaming and everything. That's why it's my number one.
So yeah, that's a great choice. That's a great choice.
I played it for three. It came out last year. I played it for 3 days.
I was thinking about putting the first one on my list, but
the first one was also. I was thinking about the first one, but I think the first one I was too young to really enjoy it.
The first one I just had the same experience of GTA 4. I just went around killing everything.
Mm-hmm. So some misses I had obviously GTA 4. GTA 5 was just missed my list.
Huh?
GTA 5 missed my list. What are the, honorable mentions? GTA 5.
GTA 5. I don't know. I never beat that game.
Really?
I never played online that much.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I never beat GTA 5.
That's crazy. GTA 5 had a really good campaign mission.
I heard. I gotta go back and beat it one of these days.
Elder Scrolls, Skyrim. I was late to the Skyrim train, but I played it.
I never understood it.
It's one of those games. It's an open RPG game. It's a very fun game though. I got it very late. I think I got it like 2 years ago, and I have over 90 hours played on it. So, it's a good game where I just get like lost in time. You can play it.
Skyrim. I just got lost.
This is mad. All right.
I get lost. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what the main objective was.
The main objective was like dragons. I forget what it was, but it's like you don't even have to follow the main objective. You do side quests and stuff like that. You go to towns. You go into dungeons. Well,
I was confused. I wanted to do the main quest. I couldn't find where to go.
It's a very fun game. If you ever give it a shot again, I would give it a shot.
I don't think I want to. I didn't understand what to do half the time.
Fallout 4. People did not like Fallout 4, but that was the first Fallout 4. That was the first Fallout game I played. It was very fun.
Another game, Fallout. I just got lost in that game. I don't know what to do.
You have problems with open RPG games.
Well, yeah, they're confusing.
They're really not.
Like, well, I want to know what story I want to know what story I have to do. Show me where to go. Show me the things to press. I want to jam A button.
Some other stuff. Any MLB 2K games I loved. Those were the days.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
I can't think of any Mads that I really like rang a bell for me. 2K15 was also very good.
The one on Gronk. No, the one with Odell on it was pretty good.
That's when they added the
aggressive catch.
Yeah, aggressive. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, WWE 2K. I think it's like 14, the 16, 17 were pretty good. I enjoy those.
All right.
Anything else for you?
SmackDown versus Raw.
I don't think went to the 10s.
Yeah, it did. 2010.
Well, I don't think that was a good game either, anyway, so.
I just remember it. Honestly, it's not a lot of games. I mean, I kind of play the same games every year, and they never are going to make my top 10s. Like, Madden's never going to be up there because they put out shit every year and never fix their servers.
I guess.
I've been playing a lot of Mutt lately, and it's really getting on my nerves. It lags every 5 seconds.
That's all I have for video games.
You got thoughts?
I have some thoughts this week. Not a lot.
Tell me get that.
This one's very. This is the first one's stupid. The second one's gonna make you think. First one says, "Do you use a? Is it okay if I use an umbrella during the snow? I feel weird."
Umbrella during in the snow?
Yeah.
No, why would that be weird?
I don't know. I just feel. I feel like. I don't know. I just feel weird because it's like it's not raining.
Have you seen someone with an umbrella?
I see people all the time with an umbrella, but I always question if I should use an umbrella. It's the stupidest thing I've ever think of.
You know, now I'm starting to think about it, you don't really see that often.
No, you do see in the city.
Umbrellas in the snow? I feel like I haven't really seen that, though. Like,
you,
around
you,
if you
trust me, you do see it, but I just, like, I feel like, I just, like, it's like, I'm not gonna put an umbrella on. It's not gonna get me all wet and stuff, and then, like, 20 minutes later, when I'm inside, I'm all wet.
Yeah, because snow's very, like, you don't know it's gonna hit you like that.
Yeah, you don't know if it's gonna be wet snow or heavy snow.
Exactly.
All right, my second thought. This is what you make me think. You know how they say when you destroy, like, when you, like, burn wood, it's not, like, the, you never, like, destroy it because, like, the atoms and stuff, they're all there?
You know what I mean? The ashes are there still.
Yeah. What about hand soap? Like, when you use hand soap on your body, where does that stuff go?
It absorbs into your skin.
Yeah, but then does it, like... Is it still have the same mass, like, you know, or matter, or whatever the hell? You know what I mean?
Well, I guess if you collected the nutrients out of your skin, I guess, yeah.
Anyway, I was just wondering, because, like, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, where does the hand soap actually go? Where does the hand soap go when you just, like, leave it underwater?
I guess what's it called? There's, like, that thing where, like, you put salt in water and stir it. Not condensates, doesn't evaporate. It's a word I'm trying to look for. Any more thoughts?
No, that's all I had.
I'm about to shit my pants, by the way.
Alright, we're ending now. See you guys next week.
Peace.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life! This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics.
Word life.
I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Word life.
This is basic thugonomics.
Word life.
I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camp for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, this the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle men through fight pits, beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers, two-faced rappers, walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old-timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one-liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.